Hey guys, welcome to the Raven Podcast. What's going on? It's our first podcast sitting with you guys. Well, not sitting. Y'all listening. I'm sitting. I'm a lazy motherfucker. I don't give a shit. Anyway, we're going to talk about some crazy shit. Let's talk about this thing we call DOD, military. Shit we got going on. Better yet, let's talk about Trump's fucking wall. The wall he wants to build. The wall. He wants me to pay for this damn wall. I'm not paying for no damn wall. You know, I don't care if anybody's talking shit right now. I don't care. Bro, I know you don't want to pay for the damn wall. I'm not paying for the damn wall. You know what, Trump? Go build yourself. That's what I want you to do. Go build your fucking self. Bring the Mexicans over here. Had them build a wall. There you go. You got the wall. Got the wall built. Done. But anyway, that's my little rant for right now. But anyway, I'm gonna tell y'all stuff about me. At one point in time, I still am in the position to join the military. I was going to join the Marines. Last year, I was like at 312 pounds. I was like, okay. I was going nowhere. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Go to recruiters. I was like, hey man, I want to join the Marines. It's like, oh really? I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, this is pretty cool dude. Good looking cat. I was like, okay, whatever. He was like, how much you weigh? I was like, oh. I was like, I don't know, man. I don't know. 312. He was like, oh, you gotta get down to 272. Let me tell y'all, when he told me 272, I weighed 312, I was like, man. Bruh. You gotta be joking, bruh. I was like, man. I walked out the office. I was like, bro, this ain't gonna happen. By the time I walked out of that office to the time I got home, I said, you know what? We doing this right now. There ain't no stopping me but myself. But myself. That's it. Ain't no stopping me but myself. So, gets food. I had to change my whole diet that one day. One day I had to change my whole entire lifestyle. My whole lifestyle. I had to change it up. I was like, you know what? I got this. 1 month goes by, 2 months go by, 3 months go by. I'm down to like 230. I'm like, okay, I can do this. I can do this. But other than that, man, like, if you're willing to join the military, you got fucking guts. Not saying that I got guts, but people that are already in the service. People that are already in the service, you got guts. That's dedication right there. Dedication to their country, to our country. I'm talking about United States military. I'm not talking about, like, China, Australia, England, Canada. I don't know nothing about y'all, so fuck it. I don't care, y'all. Whatever. I don't care. Canadians, Maple Leafs. I heard they drink syrup for breakfast every morning. Man, if y'all do that, y'all are freaking crazy for drinking syrup. Every morning, I'm sorry, I can't do it. Syrup, that shit's too thick. It's like cum. But let's talk about, I was reading today, I was just browsing through the news, and the Army and the Marines are getting new standard weapons. new weapons. They're replacing the M16 / the M14 service rifle. It's coming out this summer. What's it going to look like? Who the hell knows? Who's going to be selling them or supplying the prototypes? Oh, it's gonna be looking pretty legit, ladies. Pretty legit. I'll post a link down if I can. I don't know if I can do this. Post it down in below, but if I can, I'll post it in the little description box, what you call it. But anyway, like, they're getting new guns, man. Like, that's fucking awesome. And they're getting a pay raise in 2019. So, anyway, since back to my story about the Marines. Pretty much the only reason why I went Marines, because why not go all or nothing? Go through the 13 weeks of hell through Marine boot camp. Why not? 13 weeks. I could have done it, but at 312, there's no way I would have been dragging ass the whole fucking time. But went to MEPS. They shouldn't even call MEPS. If y'all don't know what MEPS is, it's the military and entrance processing station, whatever. Who cares? Somebody will correct me in the comments. Oh, he said it wrong. Military processing station. Oh my god. Who gives a fuck? They shouldn't call it MEPS anyway. They should call it sitting and waiting on your ass. Because that's what you do throughout the whole day. You sit and you fucking wait on your ass. First day, you take your standard as ASVAB, your ASVAB. If you took the PICAT or whatever, I don't know. You took the PICAT. I did. I passed with a 45. I'm not that smart. I'm mediocre in the field of education. I've been out of school for like 6 years. So I was like, you know what? Scored a 45. I'm like, okay. I exceeded my expectations. I wanted to score like high 30s, low 40s. So I got 45. So it's like, okay, whatever. Second day of MEPS, you say they give you a hotel, of course. I ain't paying for no hotel. Fuck that shit, man. I ain't got money like that. And so you're going to MEPS. And second day, you're literally sitting around for your physical portion of MEPS. You pretty much get everything checked out. Your hearing, your sight, make sure you can move all your physical bodies. They check your asshole out. Yes, you strip down to nothing pretty much. And you bend over and they look at your asshole. Pretty much to see if you have no hernias or anything like that. If you have shit wrong with your asshole, then I don't know what the hell you've been doing, but you better shower the night before you go into that MEPS. Make sure that asshole is squeaky clean though. I know that. But so I somehow had to go home early because the doctor said I had hammer toes. What the fuck are rock hammer toes? I never heard this fucking thing before. Never even seen in my life. Yeah, my two toes cross. I can run perfectly fine. I can do push-ups. I can do sit-ups. I can do pull-ups. my toes. That's one thing that kept me from swearing in that day. But now, since I'm 28, so the cutoff for the Marines is 29. So I'm like, fuck. Man, go back to my cruise. I was like, we don't got a lot of time. Like, I know. And so now your boy Raven is trying to join the Army. The Army is a whole lot different from the Marines. Let me tell you that. Their office is bigger and it's like a club in there, pretty much. Pretty much it's a fucking club. It's like people standing around. I'm like, bro, this is not what I expected from the Army. But anyway, my recruiter, he's pretty tight dude. Good looking fella. But now I'm just waiting. I'm playing the waiting game again. But I'm not gonna quit, not gonna do anything like that. But on the good news, this guy right here is getting married eventually in the next month. I'm gonna put a ring on it and put a ring on her, which I already did. She better be happy for that, even though sometimes she has her moments. She has her moments. She does. But let's talk about this Kevin Hart thing, man. Kevin Hart, the comedian. The whatever it was, the Grammys, I don't know. There's too many freaking awards in this freaking world to even comprehend what the hell is going on. Like, you tell him, oh, we don't want you to host. And then he goes on Ellen DeGeneres. And Ellen called whoever at the whatever, I don't freaking know. Oh, the Oscars. Asking him to host. I'm sorry. But if someone told me, I don't want you to do something, and you call them for me, and tell them that I want to host, and when I apologized for that in like 2012, I'm sorry. Like, I'm not gonna do it. It just ain't gonna happen. It ain't gonna happen because I don't want to do it. It ain't gonna happen because I'm not gonna put myself in that position where a million people are looking at me like, bro, you got fired and got rehired. Nah, that ain't me. If I'm gonna walk out, I'm gonna walk out with my head on my shoulders like a boss. You ain't gonna invite me back. I ain't about that, man. I ain't about that. If he does it, good for him. Good for him. I wouldn't do it. But anyway, guys, let me leave you off on a good note. On a positive note. On a kind of like a motivational note. If you want to do something in life, just do it. Just do it, guys. Nobody's stopping you. Nobody's going to give you handouts. You might. Mom, can I borrow $5? Yeah, sure, $5. Wait, here you go. Mom, can you give me a car? It's like, get a job first, son. Get a job first. You gotta work toward your goals, man. You gotta work towards them. Work toward your goals, you'll be successful. Successful? Yeah, successful. But Anyway, guys, that's the podcast. Thanks for listening to the podcast. It's my first podcast. I don't know what I'm doing. Hopefully you guys like it. If you don't, oh well. I'll be coming up more in the near future. I'll be giving you updates, news, sports, motivation. If y'all want to hear some motivation, just I got motivation for days. Like, I cuss a lot. Like, I don't give a shit. But anyway, it's your boy Raven. The Raven is out.